Proclamation number 7540, dated the March 6, 1960. God's care for the human being. First seek the kingdom of God. For it is your task in life to find the contact with my kingdom so that this kingdom can receive you again one day when you leave the earth. This is, in fact, your only task, because everything else will sort itself out, if only you make an effort to do justice to this task. You were placed in this earthly world in order to look for the spiritual kingdom while you live in it. But you are also given a glorious promise that you will be able to cope with this earthly world as well if you fulfill the condition of looking for the kingdom of God first. In a manner of speaking, I promised you a reward which, by itself, should alone entice you to comply with my requirement, for as a result of my promise you are also spared the struggle for existence, the worry about your life, about your earthly life. You need only take care of your soul's salvation, and I will take over the care for your physical well-being and sort out everything, which otherwise would demand a great deal of effort from you if you had to deal with it by yourselves. I will take over the care which earthly life demands of you as soon as you fulfill my requirement, to first strive for my kingdom and its justice, i.e., if you completely hand yourselves over to me because you recognize me as your God and Creator, as your Father of Eternity, because you recognize that true justice can only be found with me, a life according to your soul's maturity, and because you realize that this is why you should seek me and my kingdom, which will then certainly be open for those of you who hand yourselves over to me with complete trust in my justice. You should only live in the right way with a view of acquiring my kingdom. You should strive for heartfelt contact with me. However, don't look for me in the world, for my kingdom is not of this world, therefore you must turn your thoughts heavenwards, away from the world and its enticements. You must think of my kingdom, your true home, which you once abandoned and to which you should return again. And you'll not regret it if you follow my advice to strive for this kingdom, for you will also be relieved of all earthly worries and problems at the same time, because I will take care of these on your behalf and, in every adversity, I will truly look after you. I will provide for you in an earthly way like a father for his children. I will give to you what you need in everyday life, and I will also provide you with an abundance of spiritual wealth. For as soon as you turn your eyes to me and my kingdom, you will also receive gifts of grace from there, and your bond with me will grow increasingly stronger. Earthly life will no longer be a burden to you. You will have what you require, physically and spiritually. For then you will have escaped from the danger of succumbing to the world and its demands, of completely becoming enslaved by it, and thus you will also have escaped from the lord of the world by completely consciously turning towards my kingdom, which will now be granted to you. First seek the kingdom of God, all other things will be given to you. This promise shall encourage you to look for the bond with me and my kingdom, for as yet you are often held back by earthly worries, which you take more seriously than the worry for your soul. But I promise you certain help. I take all your worries upon me, providing you first look for me and my kingdom. Therefore you can live your earthly life completely without worry, if only you would always remember my promise. However, only a few people take these words seriously, but they are released from all earthly burdens, for I myself look after them, and I will lovingly look after every person who only ever strives to gain me and my kingdom. And he will certainly reach the goal, he will find me and unite with me. He will not live his life on earth in vain, he will be admitted to my kingdom and be very happy. Amen.